Would you spare me some leaves? 'Cause I'm all out of tea. Would you walk a mile for some chamomile? Would you try this at home?
Hi, welcome to the Chai This at Home podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Mark.
And I'm Katie. It sounds like the tea kettle is whistling, so let's go ahead and get started.
Good morning, guys, or whatever time of day it is for you. It's a podcast in the morning, which is exciting for me because I have the day off because I now work for a college and I get today off for spring break. Apologies if you can hear all the noises in the background. That one was somebody annoyingly revving their engine, but there's also high winds today with gusts up to 60 miles per hour. So we're hoping the microphone doesn't pick those up. Today, we are reviewing green tea kombucha from Yogi. Or according to this, it's green tea kombucha tea, which is actually on their website. But on the box it says green tea kombucha, which makes a lot more sense. But anyways, if you buy it off Amazon, at least, the price per... where'd my history go? I'm struggling today. The price per ounce is $14.20. And the price per tea bag is like a dollar, technically 99 cents. So this, I think, is the most expensive tea we've reviewed.
I think it's at least very close.
And I would not buy it again solely for that reason, but it saddens me because I have already tried this tea and I do enjoy it. So it saddens me to learn that it's that expensive. I did not know because it was a gift. But anyways, moving on. It is a tea bag. And the description reads, Yogi Green Tea Kombucha Tea is a bright and delightful blend that's uniquely formulated to support overall health. This delicious blend combines green tea with kombucha to supply antioxidants, while spearmint and lemongrass harmonize with plum and passion fruit flavors for a light, fruity taste. Enjoy a bright and delightful cup of Yogi Green Tea Kombucha Tea to support your overall health. And then we have an asterisk to tell us that these statements have not been evaluated by the FDA, which I could have assumed. I don't really drink tea for its health properties, so that is not what we're necessarily promoting with this tea. But if you're into health claims that haven't been evaluated by the FDA, then go for it for that reason, I guess.
It is non-GMO and organic.
Certified.
Yeah.
And each bag contains approximately 15 milligrams of caffeine as compared to approximately 90 milligrams in 8 ounces of coffee. I feel like the way you brew coffee, though, it, like, differs, which way you brew it, how you roasted the beans and stuff. And
what kind of bean. And
also, who drinks just 8 ounces of coffee? Like, I mean, maybe people do.
Maybe.
Anyways, that is what's up with this tea. So, Mark, go ahead and tell us about brewing it.
I'm not sure if I brewed it quite like how the package said. I probably drifted a little bit more into how you're supposed to do green tea. The package said something along the lines of you get your water to just boiling, then you pour the water on and let it steep for 3 minutes. I think I may have cooled it a little bit more than that, so I treated it more of a green tea.
I hope you didn't make us get less antioxidants from this.
Oh dear.
Actually, I'm pretty sure I've read that you get more antioxidants when you brew at a cooler temperature and fewer tannins.
Yes,
but
I've definitely read that.
I also just realized I forgot to list the ingredients. So the ingredients are green tea leaf, spearmint leaf, lemongrass, dried kombucha from fermented black tea, and natural and organic flavors.
Huh, interesting. So I wonder what, is there a part of the kombucha that is the kombucha, or are they just
It tells me about it.
Oh!
Kombucha comes from North Central Asia. It is a strain of one bacterium and three or four different yeasts. When grown properly, the culture produces glucuronic acid, acetic acid, and many vitamins and amino acids that can help support the immune system. It is valued by herbalists for its abilities to support intestinal function, supply nutrients to promote balanced intestinal flora, and its ability to help circulate energy in the body. I don't know what that means. It can be detoxifying to the entire body and can help to support elimination and support metabolic harmony.
I understand.
That was a lot of claims, but it sounds like maybe it helps you poop. And there's acid and stuff in it.
Cool. I'm disturbed because I think they just said that they dried the, like, gooey disc that floats on the top when you're making kombucha tea.
I have no clue. But, yeah. I will say, I don't like kombucha. Like, I've had kombucha before. I did not enjoy it.
I very much enjoy it, but...
Okay, so here you have the opinion of both a kombucha drinker and a non-kombucha drinker.
I'm still disturbed because it sounds like they put the mother in.
I don't know anything about these things. You said this one is the first brew?
It is.
Okay. It smells... really fruity. What fruit is that, Mark? Help me out.
It's a citrus.
Citrusy? I don't know. It smells like peach to me, kind of.
Huh.
I think they said something about, like, plum flavor. But it smells more like a peach to me. Like a...
Okay.
Or a nectarine, maybe.
Yes, maybe. That does...
It smells really good. And a tiny bit spicy.
A smidge.
It is kind of amber-colored.
Yeah.
Pretty clear.
It is very clear.
It's less green than a lot of green teas are.
Yeah, it's more of a golden...
So I don't know if that's due to the other ingredients or due to the quality of the tea, which I cannot speak to since we couldn't really see it and they didn't say anything on it.
Right.
But since it's in a tea bag, odds are it's slightly lower quality. But hey, it's organic. And that's all that really matters in life, right?
I guess.
Sure. I'm gonna taste it.
The question is, though, is it gluten-free?
It didn't specify. I don't know where they would have gotten gluten in it, but it didn't specify. It's really quite tasty. And even though I have no clue what half of their health claims mean, I can just appropriate them for myself and pretend that it makes me feel healthier while drinking it.
I have a... slightly that caramel taste in this?
A little bit, like the darker sweetness.
Yeah.
I would still say it tastes somewhat nectariney. You taste more of the green tea than you smelled.
Right, for sure.
Kombucha, to me, it's a sour taste, right? I haven't had it in a long time.
It depends on how many times you ferment it.
Does this taste like kombucha to you?
No.
It doesn't taste remotely like kombucha. So, if you are some sort of person who really thinks the health... claims of kombucha sound awesome, but don't want to drink kombucha because it tastes gross to you, then maybe this is the tea for you.
Maybe.
There might be other ways around that. I have no clue.
Me neither.
But it is delicious. It's a little bit grassy. It's like nectarine. I feel like somebody had took a sun-warmed nectarine covered in the dew of heaven and like... set it in the grass, and now I'm drinking all of it.
You can't hear me nodding along.
Mark's nodding, and I can't tell if he's making fun of me or agreeing. But
I think you were a little bit extra in your description, but I would say that that's pretty accurate.
I mean, it definitely tastes different than other teas we've had.
Oh, definitely.
Which... at this point, I feel like I try new teas, and I'm like, well, this is like this other tea. But this one does not taste like any other one we've tried that I can think of right off.
No. I think maybe there was one brew of the Sencha that got close, but...
but not as strongly, because it was still just green tea that happened to taste a bit citrusy.
Right, and it was way near the end of our brewing.
I mean, part of it is we haven't drank as many green tea... that are flavored or blended.
Right,
so
we do mostly just drink straight greens.
That could be impacting us, but let's take a look at this second brew.
From here, it looks a little bit browner.
Oh, I would say a little bit greener. I don't know. The light isn't great right now. It's definitely lighter. It smells about the same, but not as strong.
Yeah, I'd say it's just weaker of the same.
And that's about how it tastes, too. I will definitely still drink it. Like, it's strong enough to still taste good. But it's definitely a weaker taste.
I'm getting some lemon notes.
Okay, I'll give you that. I feel like the... maybe the green tea is coming out a little bit stronger in this one.
Right.
Than in the previous one. Like, the previous one was...
Oh, they had lemongrass.
They did have lemongrass, yes. So
maybe the lemongrass is coming out a little stronger as well.
Yeah, that makes sense. Overall, pros and cons of this tea. Major con is it's really expensive.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, maybe if you're a person who always buys expensive tea, this isn't that big of a deal to you. But compared to the tea we buy, it's really expensive.
Right.
It's also in tea bags, so the leaves might not be as big of the green tea.
Yeah. It's a lot more convenient, but we've started to realize we do not like tea bags quite as much.
A lot of times they have more dust and leaf fragments, so...
Yeah.
Although
this one seemed to do pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, there's not sediment in the cups.
Yeah,
so whether that means there was no dust or whether it means the tea bag contained it better.
Right.
Who knows? But pros, it tastes good. It makes health claims if you consider that a pro. Honestly, I almost consider it a con because I'm like, can you actually back these up?
Yeah.
It makes me feel like, I feel a little weird about your tea now. But this one tastes delicious, so I don't actually care.
This one didn't get quite into the level of feeling like snake oil.
I don't know. That whole list of things that the kombucha does was quite a list.
This is true.
And there goes another car revving its engine. We live on a residential street, but we live next to an intersection. And the people insist on revving their engines in the intersection. I'm like, I'm trying to sleep here. I mean, obviously not currently, but anyways, enough of that. Overall, I would definitely buy this tea again if I found it on sale somewhere.
If you found it
like
on sale.
Like an extreme sale.
Yeah.
Like at least 50% off. At least.
Yeah, it is at Walmart.
Okay, was it, so, I assume it was similar price to Amazon?
I assume so. I wasn't able to see the prices very well on some of their stores. But all the stores that I could see the price on, it was $14-$15.
Which, I mean, maybe it's really difficult to acquire and dry the kombucha. And Mark is shaking his head like, no, it's not. So I don't know that it. I can even say it's excusable to charge this much for this tea. But I suppose when you're selling it as a health food, you can try to jack up the price in hopes that people will go along with that.
Yeah, that's what I would say is going on here. It's just they're using their health claims to bring the price up.
Which, I mean, it's your company. You do what you want. I just won't buy your tea because I can't afford it, even though I enjoy it. But overall, if you can afford it, I would definitely recommend
tea.
It.
Yeah.
If you're a tea like purist, like you only drink first flush, autumn picked, whatever, from a certain cultivar, then you probably wouldn't even consider this tea because it's in tea bags, and I couldn't even tell you like where the like what kind of green tea it is because it didn't say.
Right. And...
But other than that, it's tasty, and I think I've rambled enough about it now. So you all have a great week. Goodbye.